the relief involved. I mean, it's not so much that you would go and pay for or whatever, but the hope that it brings, you know, it's a saviour for so many people.
And hope seems to be in short supply.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean,
for sure.
When I was accused of selling hope, I mean, like anybody, I first started to, I thought, you know, like, God, is that what I'm doing? And is that wrong? Is that bad? Like, is it bad to say it gets better and you can do it? It's not all sunshine and roses, and there's definitely heinous days. And if you've read my blog from the beginning, you know full well that I've had plenty of them. Plenty heinous days. But I believe that being sober is worthwhile. Not only that, but I think that it's probably the single biggest thing I've done in my life next to getting married. Because I didn't get married till I was late because I thought I was too broken to be married. And I thought I could only date idiots, and I didn't think that there was anybody who could deal with a complicated, bitchy, no, bossy, controlling know-it-all like me. And then I found somebody. And then I got sober, and so did he. This feels like the biggest accomplishment of my life. The biggest bloody deal. And really, what am I doing? I'm not consuming poison. I'm not consuming...
Yeah.
I mean, for me at least, I don't know, it doesn't really matter how much everybody drank, but for me, I was drinking about $10 a day if you factor in restaurant drinking, which is always way more expensive. And so that means that I could have spent $200 to $300 a month on my recovery and not impacted the family's money in any way. And I don't think that we go into sobriety thinking, what do I spend on alcohol, therefore what? Because somehow we find money for alcohol, but we don't find money for help. We read all the sober books, but we read them while we're still drinking. We don't implement any of the strategies. We don't, because that's still you home alone with Wolfie. That isn't you actually reaching out and letting Wolfie know that you're on to him and you're going to tell on him every time he says something ridiculous. Because I really love those emails. When people email me and say, Wolfie's saying this, I'm just going to let you know, and I'll email you in an hour when it's done, and then they email an hour later and say, all I had to do was email you. It stopped. Wolfie hates it when you share what's going on. I mean, that's a tiny little tip that I'll give to everybody on the call.